The opening verses in Romans 10 give us a window into the heart of the Apostle Paul, specifically his affection and prayers for his Jewish countrymen. The next section in chapter 10, verses 5 through 13, take us back to something we were discussing at the end of the last class. The gospel is for all. Let's begin. Romans chapter 10, verse 1. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. Remember, in the last part of chapter 9, the prophecy cited there concerns how Israel, how the Jews, stumbled and rejected the stone, Jesus Christ. Paul cited that prophecy and gave the reason why so many Jews were not saved. They would not obey the gospel of Christ. Now, while he is clear and bold about this, he wasn't happy about it. He was troubled by anyone lost in sin, Jew or Gentile. And here he expressed his prayer to God, which was that they may be saved. Knowing someone is lost is one thing. Another level is to hurt because they are lost and pray that they might be saved. That's the attitude of Paul that comes up opening verses of Romans 10. I hope it is our attitude as well. Then he says, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Zeal is not a bad thing. In our vocabulary, we often use the word passion. We'll talk about someone who has a passion for sports or a passion for music. The idea is desire and interest that shows up outwardly in priorities. But in the case of Jews who hadn't obeyed the gospel, their zeal wasn't according to the knowledge of the gospel, even if they had heard it. And I think it is reasonable to believe there were Jewish people who obeyed the gospel but didn't follow through with good attention to the teaching of Christ, and they were not nourished, and some doubts remained in their minds, especially about the distinction between the Jews and the Gentiles. So outward passion, but without inward knowledge. Have you ever known someone, maybe family, friend, or neighbor, and the religious zeal is just on the surface, it's apparent. No question about their excitement, but it's not based on the knowledge of gospel truth. Paul said, I bear them witness that they have a zeal. They are excited and passionate, but what's lacking is knowledge of the truth. Verse 3, for being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. Here's another part of the problem, ignorance. And then instead of God's way, they chose their own way. So you have zeal without knowledge and crafting their own self-made religion. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yet there is this recurring problem throughout time. Instead of God's way, men choose their own way. They create their own religion that is suitable and agreeable to them. And in their warped thinking, they consider their way better than God's way. Paul was troubled when he considered the condition of his Jewish countrymen who had not obeyed the gospel. I hope we are troubled for people we know who have not obeyed the gospel. And speaking of that, obeying the gospel, watch this. I'm going to pause for just a few minutes. Verse 4, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So, one of the stumbling blocks was the Jews who didn't obey the gospel could not accept any end of the law of Moses, nor any end to their own Jewish religious practices. Paul says, Christ is the end of the law for the purpose of righteousness to everyone who believes. I'm continuing now at verse 5. I want to read 5 through 13 in Romans 10. Romans 10, 5 through 13. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Gentile. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. One of the conflicting issues in the time of Paul was continued and unjustified distinctions and prejudices between Jews and Gentiles. Even in the church in the first century, there were ongoing issues between Jews and non-Jews in the way they treated each other, in attitudes and actions. Prejudices die very slowly. Key note in this section is in verse 12, no distinction between Jew and Greek. But the flow of the argument begins in verse 5. Moses said about the law he delivered from God, the person who does the commandment shall live by them. Law, commandments, are given for obedient response. Whoever the person is who is under the law, those who are obedient live by the commandments they obey, and they have fellowship with others who do the same, no matter their blood or DNA profile. It is no different now, but the righteous based on faith doesn't think in terms of our effort, but instead our response to God's efforts. That's a key. Let me say again. The righteousness based on faith doesn't think in terms of our effort, but instead our response to God's efforts. So we don't say something like, well, I guess we're going to have to go to heaven and bring Christ down. Then I guess we're going to have to go into the abyss and bring him up from the dead. No, the righteousness based on faith doesn't think in terms of our effort, but instead our response to God's efforts. The apostles proclaimed what God did. The word is near you, and we respond, whether Jew or Greek. We don't craft our own system. We don't go to heaven and get Christ and then raise him from the dead. It is not our effort that we depend upon. That's what's being discussed here. It's our response to God's effort. And notice in 9 through 13 in Romans 10. No distinction between Jew and Gentile. We all get out of sin and into Christ the same way. The Jews thought of their zeal, their blood, their effort. Paul says the righteousness based on faith doesn't think in terms of our effort, but instead our response to God's efforts. Faith comes by hearing. It isn't just expending human effort. God's effort caused a message to be proclaimed that we are privileged to hear and respond to. Paul wanted the Jews to understand, just like the Gentiles, they had to hear, believe, and obey the gospel delivered by the apostles. Now, advocates of faith only have a matter to deal with in verse 16, because in verse 16, there is that phrase, obeying the gospel. People of Jewish background who were wedded to the law and the ways of Judaism were lost in sin because they didn't obey the gospel and give everything up previous. Faith comes when one hears the word. Penitent confession and baptism is obeying the gospel, responding to God's effort. With zeal and effort, while zeal and effort are good and necessary, zeal without knowledge and effort without active faith in Christ would mean nothing. You see that. The state of the Jews who were not obedient was the subject of prophecy. Romans 10, 18 to 21. Citations are there from Psalm 19, Deuteronomy 32, and Isaiah 65. What happened in the case of unbelieving Jews was a subject of Old Testament prophecy. Here's a summary. Sad reality of Jews who hadn't obeyed the gospel that hurt Paul, verses 1 through 4. The truth that needed emphasis was gospel is for all, verses 5 to 13. Faith comes from hearing and should lead to obedience, verses 14 to 17. The disobedience of the majority of Jews, the subject of Old Testament prophecy, verses 18 to 21. That's Romans 10. Quickly, four, application. Zeal without knowledge. Once you detect that you have zeal, passion for God, make certain it is according to knowledge. It's according to what Scripture says. Number two, human effort to be saved would mean nothing without God's plan, God's efforts that sent Christ to die for us. Three, there is no distinction between Jews and Greeks. And four, faith comes by hearing. A necessary question is, where did your faith come from? Faith comes from hearing, hearing through the Word of Christ. These videos are provided by the Laurel Heights Church of Christ. I'm Warren Berkeley. Stay tuned for the next video, Romans chapter 11.